welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 16th. You'll be interested to know. 56 years ago today, in 1969, Apollo 11 launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, carrying astronauts Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. This historic mission culminated in humanity's first steps on the moon, marking a monumental achievement in space exploration and inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing ideal conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 3 mph, keeping the surface nice and glassy for the early surfers. Enjoy the morning session before the winds pick up later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be a half foot just after 7:30 a.m., with a 5-foot high tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday features waist-to-stomach-high waves, starting with fair conditions and light winds under 5 mph in the mornings. Afternoon sessions shift to choppy as winds increase, particularly on Friday. Saturday brings clean early waves before transitioning to fair conditions later. Overall, expect manageable surf with varied quality, especially on Friday's bumpy afternoon. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:53. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high around 68 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect continued mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 65 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Thursday and Friday with highs around 67. Saturday brings mostly sunny weather, while nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego County schools are facing significant enrollment declines, with 27,000 fewer students compared to a decade ago. Sarah Hillard, a teacher at Millennial Tech Middle, notes the drop in enrollment from 500 students to 400. This decline, about 19%, has led to reduced funding in programs, forcing schools to scale back plans for new buildings. While some districts are experiencing declines, others see minor increases, but the overall trend reflects changing birth rates and high living costs. Projections suggest the county may lose an additional 110,000 students in the coming decades, reshaping public education. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is actively working to resolve the logistics for players to participate in the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Commissioner Rob Manfred stated the league is keen on this opportunity to showcase the game on a global stage. Tony Clark, director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, noted that players are enthusiastic about representing Team USA or other teams. Currently, only amateur players and those not on the 40-man roster can compete. Key challenges include scheduling conflicts and insurance concerns, similar to those faced by the National Hockey League in past Olympics. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers' controversial move from San Diego to LA remains one of the most unpopular sports decisions in recent history. However, time has allowed many San Diego sports fans to gradually embrace the team once again. Evidence of this resurgence is clear as Jim Harbaugh is returning the Chargers to San Diego for training camp practices. The first practice at the University of San Diego sold out quickly, with tickets exclusively for military personnel and veterans. While interest in the Chargers is evident, healing the wounds from their departure will take time, but this step is promising for the community and the team's legacy. In top news, extreme rainfall has flooded much of the United States in recent days, resulting in at least 130 fatalities in central Texas. Heavy rains have inundated New York subway stations, submerged roadways, and caused deadly incidents in New Jersey. This July has seen over 1,200 reports of flooding, more than double the average. Meteorologists attribute the extreme weather to significant atmospheric moisture from unusually warm oceans, which is intensifying storms. As meteorologists noted, global warming changes the odds, making extreme precipitation more likely as climate change persists. In business news, U.S. inflation has re-accelerated, matching expectations but raising concerns. The consumer price index increased by 0.3% in June, resulting in an annual rate of 2.7%, the highest since February, surpassing the Federal Reserve's target. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump announced a preliminary trade deal with Indonesia, imposing a 19% tariff on U.S. exports, while American goods enter tariff-free. Despite a record close for the NASDAQ composite, thanks to a significant jump in NVIDIA, other indexes fell. Lastly, several cryptocurrency regulation bills backed by Trump failed to pass a key hurdle in Congress. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $117,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just over $3,100. And XRP is up 1% to $2.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Introducing the Photon Matrix, an innovative iron dome for mosquitoes, which can zap up to 30 mosquitoes per second using an artificial intelligence-guided laser system. Invented by engineer Jim Wong, this device detects and eliminates mosquitoes mid-flight without harming people or pets. It functions by utilizing a light detection and ranging module to create a real-time three-dimensional map, striking mosquitoes with precision. While the initial cost is nearly $500, the crowdfunding campaign has already exceeded $758,000. As mosquito-borne diseases rise, this technology could provide a much-needed defense. Entertainment news. Star Wars fans, get ready. A rare opportunity to own one of Darth Vader's original lightsabers is coming your way. This hero lightsaber from the original trilogy will be auctioned by Prop Store, renowned for movie memorabilia. The prop was used by actor David Prowse and stunt double Bob Anderson in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. The auction is set for September in Los Angeles, with expectations the lightsaber could fetch as much as $3 million. Prop Store COO Brandon Allinger calls it a grail-level piece, perfect for elite collections worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Charles Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.